Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scappa from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Babatunde Apalowo, director of All the Colors of the World Are Between Black and White, out of competition here. Hello.
Hi, thank you. It's nice to have you.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners?
The title of the film, like she said, is All the Colors of the World Are Between Black and White. It's a love story between two guys that couldn't express themselves as much as they could because of the political landscape of the Nigerian gay community. The two of them fell in love and they tried their best to be together, but they couldn't until like a series of events happened, and of course one of them set the other person up and then it was lynched.
Where does the idea of this film comes from?
Thank you very much. So initially, I wanted to make a film about Lagos. I think almost every artist wants to make a film about the city that they live in. You know, Lagos inspired me very well in my creative endeavors. So I wanted to tell a story by a photographer that goes around the city taking pictures taking pictures of the city to maintain and keep the memories of his late parents. You know, but again, an event, a very great event happened that kind of like changed my mentality about things. So a friend of mine, we reconnected back together from the university, and then he told me that my bunkmate was lynched, you know, and we lived together in the same cubicle for like over a year, and I had no idea what he was going through. You know, I felt like I didn't do enough to be trustworthy enough for him to open up to me, you know. So that kind of like made me become very aware of the, you know, homophobia in Nigeria, the casualness of it, the fact that, you know, people can get harassed simply because of the way they are dressed, you know. And when that happened, I couldn't see any other thing. And suddenly the story just took a life of its own, and then I pursued it.
In this film, I'd say we have four main characters, which are Bambino, Bawa, Ifeanyuwa, and the city.
Yeah.
And the city of Lagos, which sometimes seems, I'd say, welcoming when you stay in your neighborhood, or maybe romantic when you are sit on a bench with someone you like. But at the same time, it's ruthless and repulsive if you don't follow its rules. Is it a good way to think about the city on how you want it to?
Yeah, I mean, Lagos has been portrayed so much in Nollywood in great many ways. One of the things I wanted to do was to create a very realistic view of Lagos, you know, and of course something very different, you know. And like you rightly said, yes, Lagos can be the most romantic city in the world where, and the most generous city in the world where people will come together to help a total stranger that they do not know, or people will rescue somebody that they have no value to gain from the person. But again, the city could turn on you almost immediately. So it's not just even about the homophobia. Just generally, Lagos has this violence almost tethering over the city, where a little bit of argument can result to, you know, some can result to you losing your life, you know. So I wanted to create a realistic view of that. You know, I wanted a situation whereby when you come to Lagos, you know, you can feel like you've been to Lagos, even though you've not been there before, just through watching the film, you know. And one of the things we tried to do was to like shoot the film from the point of view of a human being, because again, you will notice that for the entire film, you don't get to see a drone shot or any special shot. What you see is the high point of view of anybody, you know, walking through the city.
It's also a film, I'd say, full of unseen faces and of the people, but also I thought full of unsaid. There are a lot of things that you don't explain, but they are very important for the film. Why did you decide to work on these two aspects?
I mean, like the great Martin Scorsese said, I mean, a film is about what is outside of it and what's in the frame, you know. And I think one of the ways of pointing showing something is in a way by not showing it again, because it doesn't leave the audience wondering like, why, you know, why is this not shown, you know. And specifically about the faces, you know, Lagos is a very big city. It's a is a city filled with so much energy, you know. And then just putting your camera down on the street of Lagos, you see a lot of bodies, you know. You see people walking past you. I mean, the concept of personal space is totally ironic to Lagosians, you know. But again, so I feel like one of the ways to really point, to focus on the main characters, to really show them and allow the people to see them really well is by hiding some faces away. You know, the faces are not important, but again, it shows that, okay, we want you to see these three characters. Again, you know what, when you watch the film and then you see a face, you will know for sure that the face is very, very, very important. And also the fact that we shot most of the film in wide shots. So, you know, I also want the film to be very intimate as well, you know. And since we've decided to shoot the film, because the major reason for that is because I wanted a situation whereby it feels like you're watching theater, right? You know, you're just watching the characters doing their thing, you know, without the influence of one person controlling things, you know. So one of the ways we could do that was to actually shoot the film from a wide angle. And again, how do we do that at the same time still maintain the intimacy, you know, within the characters and with the audience, with the character as well? One of those ways is to cut out unnecessary phrases in quotes and focus on the three main characters.
Was it dangerous to shoot this film in a country as Nigeria, where queer love is punishable?
I mean, it's quite complicated because it is dangerous and at the same time it is not. And what do I mean by that? It is dangerous in the sense that, like I said earlier, the violence in Lagos is almost deadly, you know, without even the subject matter of queerness. Just making the film in Nigeria is actually very dangerous. You know, the fact that you go out on street, you see people call Agbero come to, you know, harass you, pick up your camera, want to throw it away if you do not do some certain things or if you don't speak their language and all those things. But we had our own challenges, you know. But again, one of the things that was quite very important to us, the fact that we want to make this film. So because of that, we are aware of the situation on ground. We know we have to take extra precautions to navigate this thing, you know. Because we even had, like, we spent so much time in pre-production. We knew exactly where we were going to. We mapped out the area. We were very, very specific to safeguard, you know, not just the film, but also the actors and the crew.
I'd like to ask you about the female character of this film, because, yes, it's a film about the love story but of these two men, but there's also another love story, and that it's like... Not the main love story, but I think it's important that she is important in the film.
Yeah, Ifeyiwa, to be honest, I feel like the film would never work without the character of Ifeyiwa, because again, she is like the control of the whole situation. I mean, she is the kind of love she brings to the film is the one that people are, I mean, Nigerians are actually quite very, very aware of. And again, it also kind of like shows Bambino character in a different life, because again, this is somebody struggling with his sexuality. It's not just his sexuality, struggling with his identity as well. But again, he meets somebody facing other problems, you know, problems that might not be important to him. Like, for example, but again, the problems are there anyways. She's forced to marry somebody she doesn't want to marry. She is in love with somebody that doesn't want to love her back. You know, and I think that character is quite very interesting, really, you know. And like I said, it kind of like shine light, it gives context to the situation between Bambino and his love interest.
Also, I'd like to think, I don't know if it's the right interpretation, that in one of the scenes in the end, when she says what she wants for the marriage, that she wants to go to school, and Bambino sees her, and then he finds the courage to go to his lover. I think he is in some kind of way inspired by her.
Completely. I'm glad you got that. Completely. You know, because again, one of the personally, I mean, among my friends and a lot of people that have seen the film, one of the controversial parts of the film is the fact that Bambino went back to Bawa after what happened between them, you know. And I felt like this is somebody that is coming to terms with not just his sexuality, he's also identity, you know. And one of the important moments that pushed that for him was Ifeyiwa. You know, because again, at that point, I mean, we see them look at each other and give each other that acknowledgement that, okay, I see you, you know, because which was what Ifeanyi was accusing him of, that you don't see me, you know. So, I mean, that moment kind of like cemented it in his heart to, you know, not just going back to see his mother, but at the same time going back to like try to resolve the problem in his own life.
And one last question, your film went to Berlin. It won an important prize there, so it's an important film. Yours is, it's an important film. Do you think that it contributes to opening up Nigerian cinema to new and maybe different topics?
I hope it does. I hope it does. You know, like the stats will show, Nollywood is like the second biggest film industry. Maybe third biggest film industry in the world. I'm not sure. I mean, one of the top five, I can be sure of that. You know, and again, we see a sort of lack of diversity in the storytelling, you know, based on a whole lot of factors that I'm not going to get into. But again, like going to Berlin and, of course, not just, without even winning the any award, just going to Berlin was a big deal. And it was, I think it is an important moment in Nigerian cinema, because again, it's also going to be sure that this is the second Nigerian film that we ever screened at Berlin. And again, it gave people, I mean, to be honest, it's actually the first homegrown Nigerian film. You know, because the other one, I mean, the other film that went there before, Eyimofe, lovely film, fantastic film that inspired me. You know, it's more or less a collaboration between Nigeria. I mean, the guys, directors are not, they're not even based in Nigeria. You know, so like, All the Colors is like the first Nigerian film made by Nigerian living in Nigeria, you know, that went there. And I think it's like an important moment, because again, it shows that we can tell our story on an international stage. And again, I think it continues the trend happening in Nigeria right now, whereby you have very talented Nigerian filmmakers looking beyond Nigeria in distributing their film. Making stories that are not just very important in Nigeria, but also important in the world stage.
I know that I said it was the last question, but I swear this is the last question, because I'd like to ask you the meaning of the title, All the Colors of the World Are Between Black and White.
Thank you. I love the question. literally, all the colors of the world are between black and white. Like, you take any color, you dial the contrast up, you get white. You dial it down, you get black. Right, but of course, that's not just the meaning. You know, it shows that there is a lot of contrast. For example, specifically in the LGBT community in Nigeria and the world, you know, because the way Nigerians see it is either this or that, you know. But again, I think there's a lot of spectrum in between those two. There's a lot of identities, a lot of sexuality that is there. And of course, you know, you can't just group it into two. You can't just put them in a box. And I think that's what inspired the title, because, you know, all those different things are between those two concepts that we've kind of like nailed down. You know, so all the colors of the world are between black and white.
I'm glad I made you these questions.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Babatunde, for being here with us. I'm Federica Scarpa, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.